This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, August 3rd. Well, we ended last week slightly overbought, so the market had to consolidate a bit, but today it's resurging. And there's a couple things driving the market. First of all, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi landed in Taiwan and defended their independence. She kept calling it ironclad or backing of Taiwan. And now she's taken off. And World War III did not start because the bond market was expecting World War III. The 10-year Treasury yield fell to 2.535 intraday yesterday. But then when she hit the ground, yields started to rise, and that was that. So China tomorrow is going to start live fire drills that start tomorrow through Sunday. They're going to be mostly international waters. They could disrupt some of the ports in Taiwan, but we'll see. But China's mad, okay? And Speaker Pelosi basically embarrassed the Biden administration because they've been conspicuously silent on her trip. And of course, one of the reasons she probably did the trip is the U.S. is trying to onshore the semiconductor business. Now, this is not easy. You know, there's a huge facility going into Arizona. A lot of the onshoring that Intel's offering to do and make chips for other companies is supposed to be in Iowa, you know. And, you know, the only issue is when you decide to onshore something, you got to make sure you have all the talent and workers and the clean room expertise, et cetera. So it'll be interesting how much we can onshore, but it's lifting the tech sector right now, so that's good. And I'm sure some onshoring is going to happen in Thailand and Vietnam and places like that as well. Yeah, we're going to have to diversify away from China because I guess we're not getting along with them very well. So that'll be interesting. Okay, so that was that. The other big news is we had the ISM service report come out, and it was stunning. Economists were expecting it to decelerate. And to 53.5, and it accelerated to 56.7. So, in the service report, the new orders surged, business activity surged. This is very bullish, folks. It shows we're not in a recession. In fact, the Atlanta Fed's now estimating third quarter GDP growth at a 1.3% annual rate. But in the wake of that ISM service report, they're going to probably revise it higher. The final comment I'd have is OPEC did meet, OPEC Plus, which includes Russia, and they increased their production effective in September 100,000 barrels a day. That's nothing, folks. That's the smallest increase they've ever done. So crude oil prices are very firm and are expected to be maybe a little firmer than even I expected in the fall. So that means that President Biden's trip to Saudi Arabia was a bust, okay? Obviously, there was also defensive reasons to go. Saudi Arabia is an ally. There is this alliance between Israel, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates against Iran. So there were other reasons to go to Saudi Arabia, but as far as increasing oil production, we didn't get it. So our energy bets remain very safe. A lot of you know I have huge energy bets, and I'm very content and happy with them. The supply-demand imbalance is just really, really tight right now. Nonetheless, prices could fall as we enter the September, October, because demand tends to drop. But we'll see. You know, we have weak economies in China and Europe right now. If those economies start to resurge or fix themselves a bit, then demand will go up, of course. So it's been a great earnings announcement season. We're about 60% through it. We got another 40% to go. Earnings are working here, folks. The main comment I'd have for everybody is you just got to wait for earnings. I apologize that in between earnings season, the markets are manic. They can overreact. But thank God every time earnings come out, the markets think, okay? And we have thinking person stocks, and a lot of our stocks have been drop kicked and driven higher by these earnings. So we're not done yet with the recovery, so we've got a bit more here to go. Enjoy the ride here, folks. We've got more earnings in the pipeline. The big news, of course, is We're not in World War III, and supply demand imbalances remain tight, which is good for energy bet, and of course the U.S. economy is reaccelerating. So good news for us, great news out there. So hang in there, everybody. It's your patience has been rewarded this earnings announcement season, and we are not in a recession this quarter for sure. So that's it. That's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.